directly linked towards, because there's probably a lots of Bobs out there who have passed over whose wives were Mary, you know, and there was probably lots of scenarios that they all did similar. So the message is for those that can take it.
Wow, that, I mean, I couldn't imagine sitting there, and I mean, most celebrities in your case don't take the time with their fans and do what you do. That just shows a huge amount of respect for what you do.
And you know, I think it's so important because everybody out there, and first of all, I never see myself as any form of celebrity. I just say, you know, I have a TV show. Brad Pitt's the celebrity. You know, that's how I look at it.
Right.
And
right.
I am just me who does a job that's, you know, a little bit, you know, it gives people a lot of hope, and it's just fortunate that it's on TV and it's on a much larger scale than some people. But I feel that the people who are out there who support my show are the reason why, you know, I have to give back. And I also do a weekly healing session, you know, that's completely free of charge, healing session. And I think it's important to give the supporters really a piece of me and help them, because we're all on a spiritual journey. And if I can help them out there, then, you know, just taking a little bit of advice or a little bit of a understanding, then that will help them on their own spiritual path. And I think it's so important. I hate stagnant websites that sit up there and it's just a piece of information.
I told you.
You know, I hate it. People have got to just interact.
Hey, Alex, just a reminder on that.
That's why I did it.
Bounce back and forth on ours, Alex. Make it look a little bit more interactive.
I told you before the show, I was like, Lisa is genuine and she's true. I mean, like watching her on television, I mean, like watching you, you know, she gives a reading and she's right on. And, you know, this person might be crying and she's like crying right along with the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not very many people out there that would do that. They'd just be like, here's your reading. Take it for what it is. See you later. Next person, you know.
Yeah, where's my money? That kind of thing.
I'm disappointed that she's not going to be back on Lifetime. But, you know, hey, if anybody wants a reading, they know how to get in contact with her.
Yeah, you just go to her website. And, I mean,
it's worth it.
Her website is flooded.
Yeah.
Flooded with information. But one thing I wanted to get into, Lisa. Now, I know you developed this as a child.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to get into a little bit of your life. And also, you know, after the first break here, we're going to get into your book.
Oh, my book, yeah.
Yes, Yay. Your book. And first of all, how in the world did you come about as a child knowing that you had this great psychic medium clairvoyant gift?
Well, I didn't know it was anything special. Quite naturally, as a 3 and 4 year old, when you're seeing hands and faces at night coming out of the wall at you, you think it's a bit scary. You don't think it's a gift. You think it's a bit, you know, freaky. But then you also think, well, maybe everyone else has it. And then obviously you go to see your parents and you tell them that this is normal for you. And then you're branded with the whole overactive imagination. And I grew up kind of ignoring it. I grew up sleeping underneath the covers, first of all, with my face buried.
Oh, goodness.
You know, it wasn't because I just didn't want to look at them. And then, you know, I just pushed it away. But then there was times that I would just have this sneaky, I would really play some of my my fellow school friends up, where I'd say, oh, Johnny's not coming into school today because he's got such and such. Well, Johnny didn't come into school because he had whatever I told them.
Oh, my God.
And so I would really play them up. And, you know, if someone was teasing me, I'm going, well, yeah, this is... And I'd tell them something, and they were like, how did you know? Oh, you're a freak, you are. So
you're a
these
freak.
Comments. And it was quite fun initially. And then it was only when I got older did I start to understand and respect that, okay, not everybody has this gift, not everybody has this understanding.
So did you find that after, you know, after the adolescence, you know, the pubescent state, did you find that it actually increased in strength, or did it pretty much stay the same?
Well, what happened is I feel that it kind of stayed quite stagnant until,
wow,
I would say probably about the age of 16, 17, 18, around the time of sort of leaving school, because in England we can leave school at 16, and I stayed on, and, you know, from the ages of 16, 17, 18, when I was in the extra 2 years of high school, that I felt as though it started to strengthen. And then my grandmother gave me a reading, because she was also a medium in England, and she gave me a reading, and she said to me, "If I see your own death, I'm stopping. If I see your own death, I'm stopping." So of course I'm like thinking, "Please don't show her own death," you know, because I didn't want the reading to stop. And she said to me, she said, "You will continue with my work when I'm no longer here, and you will be in America, and you will be famous." And I'm thinking, yeah, right. But it was true, because obviously, you know, she never taught me how to do anything. All she said to me was, "Lisa, trust your gut instinct." And that is what I did. And I've never looked back. And obviously, you know, 10 years later, here I am in America and have my own TV show. And it's pretty incredible.
It is. It's very incredible. I mean, is there any part of it that kind of scares you in a way, and how it happened so quickly and you couldn't really predict it?
It all scares me, you know. Literally, I was only talking about this today with a friend of mine, that how your life can change overnight. Suddenly, you know, I'm in England and I have a clientele basis of, you know, I'm doing readings for 6 months, you know, readings booked in for 6 months ahead of me, and I'm doing 4 readings a day, 5 days a week. That's 20 readings a week. And then, you know, suddenly I'm pulled out of that world into, okay, here we go, and action. And then suddenly you've got this camera in your face while you're doing a reading. And then you go from that to then all of a sudden the show being launched. And then you have people recognizing you, stopping you on the street, asking for readings, people coming at you, "Do you want to appear on Oprah? Do you want to appear on the Today Show? Do you want to do this magazine? Do you want to do that magazine? Do you want to do this radio?" And it's like, whoa, what happened?
Wow.
And it really has been quite, it's been an exciting 18 months, don't get me wrong, but it's also been quite a scary one. And
it's,
you know,
be
my
exhausting.
Best friend in England said to me one day when I was just chatting away to her, she said, "Do you ever sit back and think how far you've come?" And I said, "No, because it would scare me." And I did, and I thought, oh, my life, how far we have come. So, yeah, it can be a little bit daunting, but
sounds
fun
like fast
as well.
Pace.
What's that?
It sounds like very fast pace.
Yeah, very, very fast pace.
Especially that she's got a family also to look after on top of everything else.
Yeah.
That's got to be rough. You're definitely a true woman. If you can handle all of that,
I say my family look after me as well. So we all three of us joining together. So
your son is adorable.
I know, isn't he?
He is a cutie.
Oh, he is. He's actually in the lounge at the moment as we speak, and he's there sitting away. And he's like, "Okay," and he just takes all this within his stride. Truly does.
How do they feel? I mean, how does your family feel about you know, let's say your success and all that? Do they get any kind of recognition for it at school? Do they get any kind of people just know you, and they're gonna know they're gonna know your kids through you.
I'd be like, "Can I come over and get a reading?"
I mean, do they?
I know. Fortunately, it's not so bad. I mean, Charlie initially found it very. He found it very, very difficult to adjust, obviously, mommy being recognized and having my face flashed on all the billboards around L.A. and he went, "Oh, mommy, put your hat on." Because obviously I would go out without my hat on, and he's like, So he'd take it in his stride.
And just, sorry, folks, I thought I made that clear in the newsletter. There will be no call-ins this evening, no psychic readings this evening. So please do not call into the show, because you will not get through.
And she's got her hat on.
Yes. So yeah, Lisa's protected, we're protected, and we've got the power of a phone system, so it all works out real good. So please, no phone calls, because we've only got her for an hour, and we got lots to talk about.
It's a shame. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's no problem. That's no problem. But what we're going to do now, Lisa, is we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your book. And hopefully you can reveal some information about that. Now, is it completed yet?
Yeah, and I've actually got a copy of it sitting in my kitchen as we speak. Very exciting.
You think you could pleasure us with reading a few lines out of that?
She's not going to get it.
Cool. In the break, I'll go and get it.
Oh, wonderful. That'd be great. That'd be great. So everybody just stay tuned. Sit right where you are. When we come back, we're going to have a live reading from Lisa's new book. And we're going to talk about her new book as well. And you're listening to Haunted Voices Radio. I'm your host, Todd Bates. And co-hosting with me this evening is my wife, Chris. So enjoy the show, folks. Sit back, get you something to drink, come back, and enjoy some great, great, great conversation coming your way right here on the Haunted Voices Radio Network.
HBRN, a paranormal talk network with a whole lot more.
March 14th, 2008, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, famous psychic Lisa Williams will be doing a one-hour exclusive interview with Haunted Voices Radio. She'll be discussing her life, her spirituality, and her upcoming book, Life Among the Dead. Life Among the Dead covers Lisa's life to date, from her earliest memories of seeing spirits at the age of 4, her spiritual development, and her near-death experience, along with her meeting with Merv Griffin and making her a big show. Pre-order her book today, Life Among the Dead, on Amazon.com, or visit Lisa on her website at lisawilliamsmedium.com.
Williams, and my website is lisawilliamsmedium.com. You're listening to Haunted Voices Radio with Todd Bates.
I'd be playing a solo in front of 20,000 people when this searing gut pain would hit me and I could barely play a note.
Mike McCready plays lead guitar for Pearl Jam. He also suffers from Crohn's, a disease that attacks the digestive system.
I was taking 140 pills a week. Some of the medications caused my face to completely puff up. I was pretty depressed. Then I found out about the CCFA and I realized that I was not alone.
CCFA, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, offers a lifeline of research, education, and support, but there's still no cure.
I'm lucky. Changing my diet helped me to manage aspects of my disease, but that doesn't work for everyone. Be sure to talk to your doctor about the medications and lifestyle changes that are right for you. Through CCFA, I've connected with some terrific kids who keep me focused on what I can do to help find a cure.
Visit ccfa.org for the latest ways to help find a cure. Mike McCready did.
Some things are better left unknown. These are the things they will explore. Join paranormal researchers Patrick and Michelle of Canada's Most Haunted as they investigate unexplained phenomena, including ghosts, demons, entities, orbs, vortices, shadow people, and even cursed objects. Plus, Canada's Most Haunted specializes in spirit communication. For more information, visit burlingtonghostwalks.ca/canadasmosthaunted.htm. Direct media inquiries to 905-630-7256. Know of a creepy destination in Ontario? Contact us at mad4angels@aol.com. mad4angels@aol.com. Canada's Most Haunted, investigating the unexplained.
Do you want to hear Haunted Voices radio programming on Sirius Satellite Radio? If so, let your voice be heard. Just go to Sirius.com/customer care, fill out the contact form, and let them know that you would like to hear Haunted Voices Radio on Sirius. No radio? No problem. With Sirius, you can enjoy over 65 channels of news, comedy, sports, and talk using just your computer and internet access. If you're a Haunted Voices Radio fan, speak up and ask Sirius to add us to their program. And as always, thanks for your support. Since 1948, Fate magazine has delivered a one-of-a-kind reading experience. Covering everything from psychics, UFOs, paranormal investigations, and more. For more information, visit FateMag.com or call 1-800-728-2730. That's 1-800-728-2730. Fate magazine, true reports of the strange and unknown.
Williams, and my website is lisawilliamsmedium.com. You're listening to Haunted Voices Radio with Todd Bates.
For Victorian-inspired folk rock,
check out the debut album from Parlor Muse.
I saw her at the hour of midnight.
With great songs like Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still.
At the first sweet dawn of life.
Someday.
Are you dead or are you living?
And the upbeat favorite, McCarthy's Boarding House.
Boarding House. $5 a week to him we pay.
Visit ParlorMuse.com or MySpace.com/ParlorMuse for more information. It's not the coat makes the gentleman, from Parlor Muse.
Greetings, this is Alan Draven, author of Bitterness, and you're listening to Haunted Voices Radio with your host Todd Bates on Haunted Voices Radio Network.
Welcome back to Haunted Voices Radio, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Bates, and our co-host this evening is my beautiful wife, Chris. And our guest this evening, yes, our special guest, Miss Lisa Williams, psychic medium and clairvoyant. And you can visit her website at www.lisawilliamsmedium.com. That's lisawilliamsmedium.com to find out more information about her, her life, and our next topic, which we're going to talk about here. And just for you folks just tuning in, a lot of you may know Lisa from her Lifetime television special, Life Among the Dead. And we have her here for just an hour, so we're kind of doing the best we can here in an hour. And I think we're going to do it, Lisa. I think it's going to happen. Chris, I think
okay.
I think so.
I think we're going to make it.
We will.
But the next topic up for discussion here is her latest book. Now, her latest book is called Life Among the Dead. Ironic. And it entails her life. It talks about her life, you know, her upbringing, how she became, you know, how she realized she had this psychic gift, and she has dedicated this book to Merv Griffith, and you know, it's just an honor to have her read a passage from this, which she's going to do here in a little while. But first, she's going to explain the book to you guys, just in case. Now, this book is out in print right now, correct, Lisa?
It actually gets released on April 8th. I have the very first copy in front of me now, which is I'm just so excited about. But yeah, it's released in literally three weeks.
3 weeks.
That will
released.
Be on Wes's birthday, my nephew's birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, she don't know that. She has her hat on.
Now she knows.
But now that's I'm sure that's going to.
You can actually pre-order it on Amazon now as well. So it will come around the 8th.
It'll come around the 8th, and yeah, so I was going to say, I'm sure that's going to be on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, that's just going to hit everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
could you just tell
the audience just a little bit about your book, Lisa, and, you know, what inspired you to write it?
Well, really what happened is I always knew I wanted to write a book, and I had no idea what it was about, and even as a little girl, I always wanted to write. And I always used to start writing these little books and drawing pictures to them. And I always kept envisaging my name on the spine of a book, and it was really strange. And the book came about because someone who works for Simon Spotlight absolutely adores the show. And she got in touch with Merv Griffin Entertainment, who obviously my shows produce with. And then Merv actually called me up personally and said, Lisa, you know, Simon Spotlight are interested in publishing a book of yours. So that was like a great honor. And my book really is about my life because it hasn't been easy. And no one's life is easy, let's face it. And it goes from me as a little girl, from seeing hands and faces coming out of the woodwork, to me growing up and having, you know, the trials and tribulations of everyday life. And, you know, I battled cancer and I've had a lot of health issues with, I like to always call them my girly bits, you know, my gyny areas, the ladies' problems, the whole thing. And so much so where I was in and out of hospital 8 times in 3 years, and, you know, hopefully that's all sorted itself out. But really it's quite an inspirational story because, you know, I was at a point in my life where I was nearly living off the streets. So, you know, and not many people know this about me. And, you know, it's all intertwined with some of my really good readings and some of the things that I've said to people that have actually happened and actually come true. And everyone who's read it, who's actually read just a copy of it, have said, oh, my God, I didn't know this about you. I didn't know this. This is incredible. So I'm really proud of this book. Wow. Really am.
I know one person that's going to buy it.
That'd be me.
Well, don't worry. I think I can manage a signed copy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
thank
you.
Oh, my God.
Now she's going to fall out of her chair, Lisa.
Yeah, I think I can do that, so don't worry. Wow. Want to be in the post as soon as I get a copy.
That is
thank
so sweet
you.
Of you. Oh, so
you're
sweet.
Welcome.
Now, you were going to read... Not you know, I mean, you got a lot of favorite parts in this book that you have written.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of favorite areas in there. And there's one in particular about 9/11 that you're going to read.
Yeah.
And is this
No,
go ahead. Go ahead. Just explain a little bit about that. You know, is it going to shock us? Is it going to... It's going to put us in tears?
No, I think this is a reading that I did for a guy I've changed all the names in the books of my clients. So this is a guy called Daniel. And it's about something that I said to him, and really how it all happened. And so, I mean, do you want me to start it? I mean, it's about a page and a little bit to read. So.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, okay. On Friday, September the 7th, 2001, I was at work, and I had a call on my mobile from Daniel Moss, who I'd done one or two private readings with before, a few months earlier. And interestingly, was in fact one of my few male clients. He was very businesslike. Lisa, it's Daniel Moss. I need to see you. It's urgent. I set a meeting for the following day, and Daniel arrived right on time, as always. And he'd come from his home, and he'd brought with him his mobile phone. Okay, Dan, what's so urgent? I said. I'm off on a business trip shortly, and I need advice on certain matters, he said, impatient to get on with it. Well, do you want to know everything? I asked. And this phrase had become a habit. I'd learned early on to ask the question before we sat down. If I asked in the middle of a reading, the client would know that I'd seen something decidedly unpleasant, at which point I'd be forced to tell them regardless. Yes, of course, he said. I asked him for a personal item and he gave me his watch, and I plunged right in. You're going to New York, and I don't think it's a good idea to go. Well, I have to go, he said. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if you decide to go, I'm going to ask you to be careful. Well, why? What do you see? I'm not sure. I keep seeing your son trying to reach you, and there's a distressed phone call from him. Well, what's he done at school? No, it's not about him. It's just he's very keen to get hold of you, and I don't know what that means. Well, I don't know either. But all I see is a lot of devastation and destruction around you. And it's as if the world is coming around by your ears, I said. Well, that's very reassuring, isn't it, he said jokingly. But I could see he was worried. And could you be more specific? Well, not really. It's an image, very briefly, just dust, flames, destruction. I get a cloud that has been swept all away. I see. However, you're going to get into a terrible traffic jam on your way down to Heathrow, and you're going to be worrying about missing your flight. I'm leaving for Heathrow at 4 o'clock in the morning, he said, and there won't be another soul on the road. Dan, I'm going to tell you that you need to be careful. I just tell you what I see. Is there anything else then? Well, you were planning on going to California too. I am going to California as soon as I finish my business in New York. Well, actually, Dan, no, you're not, I said. The 5 o'clock flight will be cancelled. And he checked his mobile phone, and he double-checked the date. He said, I don't have a 5 o'clock flight. I have a noon flight. Well, I'm only telling you again what I see. It makes no sense, Lisa. I'm sorry, I said. I just tell it as it is. And he asked a few specific questions, and some of the associates he'd been meeting over the course of the trip, and I answered them. But by the end of the reading, he seemed really frustrated. Still, there was nothing to be done about it, and not everything I see makes immediate sense. Some things only become clear just after it's all happened. And I've learned not to impose logic on what I see. I've learned not to try to interpret details for the clients. It's what the client thinks and what it means, it really matters. The significance depends on your interpretation, not the interpretation imposed on it by outsiders. Dreams are deeply personal, and someone once said, dreams tell us things that we won't listen to when we're awake. Well, on Monday morning, I went to work, an uneventful day, and on the Tuesday, I went back for more of the same. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I had a text message from on my mobile phone from a girlfriend. A plane had just crashed into the World Trade Center. She was a bit of a joker, so I scrolled down for the punchline, but there was no punchline. I went into another part of the office and found a group of my colleagues tuned into CNN, open-mouthed with horror, and a second plane had just struck the neighboring tower. The World Trade Center buildings were falling down as we watched in disbelief. For the next few days, we all went around in sort of a mute horror. Then at the week's end, I had a call from Daniel Moss. He had just got back from his trip abroad, and he was calling me, breathless with nervous excitement, wanting to review our recent reading. He went through almost beat by beat. On the way to Heathrow at 4 o'clock in the morning, there had been a terrible accident, and he almost missed his flight. In New York, he was staying near the Twin Towers when they collapsed, and he indeed felt as if the world was caught coming around down by his ears. His son had tried to frantically phone him to make sure he was safe, but he had unable to get through several hours. Of course, the scheduled meetings never happened, and so did the fact that I had no distinct feelings about the people he was going to meet made sense. And of course, he didn't go to California because he wanted to get home to his family. The first flight out on the Friday was at 5 o'clock, but as you predicted, he said, it was cancelled, and I didn't get home until last night. What a nightmare, I said, shocked. Thank God you're okay. Lisa, he said, everything you told me came true. I will never doubt you again.
Oh, my goodness. That is, Lisa, that is mind-blowing.
I know, and it shocked me, actually, when I remember that whole reading. It really did shock me.
You basically predicted 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just Thailand as well, and met a lot of other large natural disasters and stuff. So yeah, it happens.
Wow.
Oh, that is just incredible. I cannot believe.
I had goosebumps.
I had chills listening to her. I mean, it was that's shocking.
Uh-huh. I remember that like yesterday too.
Yeah, that just like yesterday, and that is dead on serious right there. That is. Yeah. That is not made up, folks. That is not in the least.
Wow. Yeah, and it happens. You know, you see these things, and I remember being doing a pilot with Merv Griffin 4 years ago, and he asked me what my biggest prediction was for that year. And I actually said to him, I said there's going to be a large natural disaster that hits the Far East or China, and the world will come together. And I spoke to my husband about this, and he said, you know, just jot it down on an email. Just jot these predictions down on an email. And so I did, and that was, I think, the 15th of September, 2003, maybe. It was 4 years ago. And one was the tsunami. The other was the bombings that happened in London, and the others was the Iraq War. And how that was going to pan out. So far, all that what I'd said in that email has actually happened.
Wow.
Mm.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Oh,
not the only one that does it. So we all have to, you know, when something big happens like this, somebody gets, you know, not just me, but a lot of other people do get the feelings as well.
Oh yeah, I mean it hits close to home, literally. And
but I could honestly say I didn't have any feeling that day that anything was going to go wrong. I mean, it was just a normal day, and then we went someplace, and they said, "Did you hear about it?" We're like, "What?" And it was on television, if you remember.
Yeah, there it was, right on TV.
I was
stood there and
8 months
at
pregnant
it.
At the time.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, it takes someone, like I said, genuine and true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes somebody just like,
Lisa.
Lisa. That it does. I don't know. I mean, we have had other psychic mediums on here, Lisa, and, you know, doing research on your website, I cannot find any finer.
Mm-mm.
I don't think there is any out there.
Thank you. That's so sweet. That's really lovely.
You do have a true gift, and you know, I hope you carry it on. I hope you just don't throw your hat up on the rack one of these days, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't intend to. I must admit, and it's funny because I used to look at some of the mediums on TV, like John Edward and James Van Prague, and I used to think, oh God, if I'm half as good as they are, I'd be very good. And now it's so surreal because now I'm being compared to them.
Yes, exactly.
I think better.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would say
it's
better.
Weird.
I would say you're the one.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
I have to agree.
You know, I look at it and I just think, oh my life, I can't believe. And there I was sitting next door to John Edward and I'm like, oh my life. And I said to him, John, I'm a bit starstruck now. And he said, really? And I went, there I am sitting on Oprah's stage, and I should probably be starstruck with Oprah, but I'm like, John, you just, oh my God. Oh. And I was really starstruck. So it's nice that I'm actually being compared and saying that I'm better than them. So it's really lovely, and I feel it's a great honor.
Well, that'd be great if you could have, you know, a show of that nature to where you could perhaps read people from the audience like they do. I think you do a fantastic job at that. I really do.
Yeah. That's something that I've put out there and, you know, we're discussing. So there's a lot of opportunities that we are discussing now. There's a lot of things that, because Merv Griffin Entertainment hasn't stopped, you know, since Merv's died. He's still going. There's a new head of television, and he's got a lot of ideas. So I do think there's going to be some new shows in the pipeline, certainly in the next couple of months.
Hmm.
Now, I didn't hear that.
Now, Lisa, your son has, I mean, now, the gift that you have, it's hereditary, right?
It is, yes.
And your son has got the gift, right?
Oh, he has.
Is he comfortable with it? Or, I mean, is he kind of like how you were, like, kind of trying to, you know, like, hide underneath the covers? Or are you, how's he taking it?
He deals with it really well because we have a really open family life. We can talk about anything in our life. And, you know, our house is, as you walk in, you've got a massive amethyst crystal, like a meter square amethyst crystal staring at you, and you've got crystals all over the place. And so he's very much grown up in the whole spiritual realm.
Wow.
Although we're not, you know, the whole tie-dye psychic family, but it's
tie-dye psychic.
Yeah, I always call it the tie-dye psychic. we're not. We're very down to earth. And Charlie goes to school, and he's like, he carries rocks in his pocket. He carries his crystals, and sometimes he'll go into my little pot because I've got a red deep pot in my lounge, and he'll pick a crystal up and say, "Mommy, I think I need an amethyst to sleep with tonight." I'm like, "Okay, fine." So he gets used to it, and when I discovered that he had a healing ability was when I had my ovary and fallopian tube taken out the first time round, and I sat there, and I just had surgery, and of course I was really tender, and it was hurting a little bit. And he sat there watching TV with me, and he put his hand on my stomach, and he asked me, he said, "Can I put my hand on your tummy?" And I said, "Only if you're careful."
Aww.
And, you know, he's never done this before, and then suddenly the pain went.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And his hands grew hot. And I'm thinking, oh, my. And, you know, he carried on. And then the pain subsided. And the heat went. And he said, "Mommy, now I'm bored. Can I go now?"
Oh, my goodness. You're kidding me.
He's so cute.
He just performs a miracle. I'm bored. Oh. I'm going to leave now.
Unbelievable. And he does that, you know. And the dog sometimes, certainly on the lunar eclipse, when the lunar eclipse came, the dog was going frantic. And he just picked her up and stroked her, and she calmed down.
Wow.
He just has this knack of healing people.
Wow.
unbelievable. I do think it's a lot for him to take on, though, and so I don't force it on him. But if he wants to talk, it's like he'll often say to me, I saw Grandpa in the shower the other night when I went to the bathroom. I said, did you, darling? What did he look like? Well, he's fine, and he's okay, and he just wanted to give you a message. I'm like, great. I don't force it on him, but he does, you know, he we're open enough, and he understands what Mummy does. He knows that Mummy speaks to dead people, and there's lots of readings that I do, and that I help people. So he really does understand it, and I'm very fortunate that he is able to.
I see a show in the future with her and her son.
That's
oh yeah,
I see it.
The dynamic duo. I mean, that's him healing you like that, taking away the pain.
That is awesome.
And then, you know, the way he just structures himself all around it, you know. The way he said afterwards, after he knows that he made you feel better, I'm bored, Mommy. I'm going to go do something.
I know. And this was just after, I mean, the program he'd watched had finished, and we were just sitting there chatting. And then I noticed the distinct, the distinct drop in heat in his hands. And I thought, okay, it's finished. And he went, Mommy, I'm really bored now. Can I go? And off he went to play whatever he went to play.
That is something adorable. Else. That is. I mean, that's not every child like that has a gift, and especially when it's hereditary like yours.
Yeah, I know. Because normally it tends to skip a generation.
It skips a generation.
A lot of the times it does.
Wow.
Goodness. Oh, you got very, very lucky.
Very Thank lucky. You. Yeah, he's a special child.
He's handsome.
He is a handsome little boy.
I see little girls coming up later on in life knocking on the door.
Oh, I know. They already are. They already are. He's got his little girlfriends at school. And at Valentine's Day, I'm like, who are you going to give your card to? Mommy, I don't know. There's five girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, five girls.
I'm thinking, oh, no.
You're in trouble. You're in trouble, Lisa.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I mean, you were talking about the crystals. And we've had a lot of discussions on here with the you know, different psychics, psychic mediums. You know, there was a couple questions I was wanting to ask you. We just got here a little over 10 minutes, but you know, as far as you know, the first question, as far as a psychic and a psychic medium, what is your you know, definition of the difference between the two?
Well, this is how I always look at it, and I like to try and put it into normal terms. If you imagine a department store, for me to tap into my mediumship, you know, speaking to the dead, if you want to put it that way, I need to fast track up to level 3. And so therefore I might as well just take the elevator that goes directly to level 3. If I want to bring myself into the psychic side, you know, and tell people where things are going and like give them the weather forecast, I might as well get into the elevator that goes into level 2. And every medium is psychic. In fact, everyone is psychic. You know, it's just tapping into that side of things because we all have that intuition. But every medium is a psychic. But not every psychic is a medium.
Ah.
And that's the thing. So that's why I always call myself a medium. And it's a lot of energy to keep, you know, to do a mediumship reading. It's a lot of energy and you become very drained. But for me to do a psychic reading, I could do 8-9 of them a day. But to do a medium reading, that's a different matter. That's a hard one.
So that takes a lot more energy then.
Oh, it does. And, you know, there's times I'm like, oh, I don't want to do another one. But because it's draining, really. And then you get the client, when you say, I don't want to do another one, then you get the client comes to you and goes, you know what? I know my mum's fine. I know she's okay. I spoke to her last time. Just tell me about this boyfriend I'm seeing. I'm like, great. Thank you. Because, you know, it's not using so much energy.
Wow. That makes sense. That makes complete sense. You know, and as far as the crystals are concerned, you know, there's a lot of them. There's quartz, there's amethyst, there's just all kinds of them out there.
What does amethyst do?
I mean, there's so many.
Go ahead, hon.
What does the amethyst do?
Well, the amethyst has got many, many qualities. A lot of, you know, you can do healing qualities. It's great for calming you down. I use it a lot on my dog. You know, because she's still at this sort of puppy stage, and, you know, she gets really frantic. So I just get a little amethyst on her and stroke around her neck, and she calms down within seconds. So it's a very calming stone. It's great for your brain. It really does increase your concentration. But also it's a great thing for protection. It's, you know, whenever I go to a haunted house, my crew on my show, I give them amethyst, and they all carry amethyst either in their socks, their pockets, or wherever they want to put them.
Wow.
The amethyst is a very universal stone.
So that'd be your crystal of choice right there.
My crystal of choice is actually, it varies, because I always say that whenever you feel you need a crystal, and you just put your hand into a bowl of crystals, you always tend to choose the one that you need. And if you're ever in my house, you see this like big, I've got this big red bowl that has got a load of crystals in, and people just plunge in and pull a crystal. I'm like, well, that's the one that you need. It obviously jumped to you. So it can change daily, but normally my crystal of choice is citrine.
Citrine. Now explain that to us. I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay, citrine is a yellowy stone, and it's part of the, it's a lovely stone, and it's actually great for, it's great for bringing in money. And you've got a money corner in your house, which is the furthest left-hand corner, or furthest left-hand point, as if you're walking in through your front door. So I have this big chunk of citrine in that corner, which is where in feng shui, you know, you're bringing in the money and all that. But also, it's the only stone that doesn't need cleansing. And the reason why I love it so much is I'm menopausal. And, you know, I'm 34. I had a hysterectomy at 32. And, you know, I don't have any hormones. And I decided to combat my hormones naturally. And a citrine in my bra works. I don't have a hot flash.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
See, I've had a hysterectomy,
so
too.
So anyone who is menopausal, go out, get citrine, stick it in your bra, you're fine.
That's me. I need that.
We got a question from the chat room, Lisa. They're asking, I know we're kind of running short on time here. Can Lisa give any tips on how to improve their psychic abilities if people have them?
Sure. I mean, the first thing is trust your own gut instincts, because that will never let you down. Trust what you actually know within yourself. The other thing is meditation. Just learning to meditate, learning to open your mind up to the possibilities of other things that are out there. And, you know, and just go with whatever you feel. And also try and keep a journal. Try and keep a dream journal or a meditation journal, because you'll find that you'll start getting, you know, intuitive thoughts or intuitive feelings. And also, get yourself something that will help you. You know, work with some tarot cards, work with some angel cards, work with a crystal ball. Well, work with whatever you feel is right, because not everyone can meditate. But if they can focus on something, then they can actually get themselves into that state of mind.
Fantastic.
I've also heard, I don't know, I think I might have read it in a book or something, where, like, when you go to bed at night, if you could just, like, clear your mind. Do you believe in that, Lisa? Like, clear your mind and maybe, like, say if you want to have something from your loved one to come through, maybe, like, think in your mind before you go to sleep of that loved one, and to pray, to maybe have, like, what they call those dream visits?
Absolutely. You know, a visitation in your dreams is actually a visitation from spirit. And I always say to clients, you know, if you want your spirit to come forward at night, literally ask them to come forward.
Okay.
Put their photo underneath your pillow, or do something to honor that loved one, that person, and hopefully they'll come through. And like you say, pray to them. Still your mind.
I know I've done that before, and it's worked for me. I mean, some of this stuff doesn't make sense, but, I mean, like, later on it might make sense to me. But, you know, I'll think to myself, please come through, you know.
And that's the thing. And I think if you want it enough, it will happen, or you'll start seeing signs. And often we never know why we're seeing certain things. But it will all become apparent after a while.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. Absolutely amazing. I just, wow. I'm still in awe. Just over everything you've said, it's just been incredible.
Absolutely. I'm glad.
And to get on that list that you were talking about for the healing, you just go to the website and add your list to it?
You just go to the website. There's a link on the navigation bar to healing. And, you know, you just fill out your name and the person who needs healing, your email address, and also what ailment that they need healing. And I will, you know, you'll go on my list, and every Tuesday I do this healing. And I basically print off all these names, and I sit there and I give distant healing, and I just generate all the healing to those people.
I think right now a bunch of people with cancer need a lot of healing.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Cancer is taking over.
I agree.
It is, unfortunately, and yeah. It's one of those illnesses that, you know, I mean, I've had it, and it's awful, and I just think it's one of those illnesses that everybody's starting to, you know someone who's had cancer or got cancer or has some cancer, and it's just awful.
Yes, it's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, my sister's suffering with it right now, and she's been suffering with it since the age of 30, but she's a fighter, and she's holding on, and the prayers seem to be working, but she's still fighting.
Well, I'll put her on my healing list, so rest assured she'll be being healed on Tuesday.
Oh, well, thank you, and I'll make sure I get her name on the list on your website.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wonderful.
Definitely.
Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time out. And there they come.
The phone calls are coming.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy, busy schedule to, you know, grace us with your presence right here on the Haunted Voices Radio Network.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I've had so much fun, and thank you so much for having me.
This has been an honor.
It's a true honor. And I do hope, you know, in the future, when things slow down for you a little bit, we'll get in contact with you, and hopefully we can have you back again.
Absolutely. And I'll get that signed book on the way.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, you take care.
Have a wonderful evening.
Tell everybody too. We said hello, especially your little cutie pie, Charlie.
Okay. I will, definitely.
Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
Take care, then.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Told you she was amazing.
Lisa Williams, yes, I know you told me that.
Told you.
I know. Well, there's, you know, I'm a guy. I'm stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, hearing is believing. You just, I don't know. There's so many of them out there that you don't know who to trust. And then you just find the ones that...
We've had a few that's been kind of cuckoo.
We've had some that, well, technically I should be dead right now. But no, I'm very much alive. But,
right now.
Well, for now. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, Lisa's predictions, they just...
Especially the 9/11.
How do you predict 9/11? How do you predict something like that, Chris? I mean, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
And, you know, she just looked at it as a, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take it easy. You might want to be careful.
Well, I don't think, like, she actually seen, like, the Twin Towers, you know. I don't think she said, like, she actually seen the Twin Towers.
No,
like,
she just knew
it
was going to be dangerous.
But, yeah, you know, it was going to... And I've seen that, like, on the, her show, where she'd say, before she'd start, she'd say, do you want to know everything? Because if you don't want to know about your death, she's not going to tell you.
Right.
So if he would have said, no, I really don't want to know anything, well, she couldn't have warned him about anything.
Right. Yeah, very true. Very true.
So,
just outstanding. The whole thing, just mind-boggling, folks. I hope all of you are just as fascinated as Chris and I was. Definitely a good show, in my opinion.
Got to show the support for her, buy the book, go to her website.
You definitely want to check out her website. Now, her website, www.lisawilliams.com. LisaWilliamsMedium.com. That's LisaWilliamsMedium.com.
Go there.
Just check that out and sign up for the membership list. Definitely want to do that. Get on the healing list. And she does do those free healings right there.
There's a lot of people out there that need it.
And not only do you talk to a robot, you don't talk to a robot on her website. You talk to her.
Yeah.
And not very many celebrities do that, folks. So I definitely recommend you check that out. And what we're going to do now is, of course, we're going to end the show. Normally it's 2 hours, but we only had our guest for an hour this evening. And Chris and I have some things to tend to, so we're going to have to cut the show an hour early here tonight. And the archive will be up ASAP. I'll have that up. Hopefully, I'll try to get it up tonight, but if not, I'll get it up early tomorrow. And that will be in the February section of the Haunted Voices Radio website. So there's so many different things. You know, this was a... experience for me. This was the first show that I've done since January, since my surgery. And hey, getting rusty at it, but gonna brush the rust off. But we had fun, and that's what matters. We have fun with the guest, and
what to have a first guest, you know, Lisa.
Oh, it's March. Okay, thanks. See how far behind I am, Alex?
When you said that February, I thought, what the?
That's what, well, see, Alex caught it. Good Lord.
Well, see, Alex, I looked at him like, why is he putting it in February?
I'm an idiot.
I'm thinking it's March.
I don't know what month it is. I don't get out much.
Well, I'm looking at you and I'm giving you that little wrinkled nose look like, what? Well, why would you put it in February? But I thought, oh, well.
The next time, knock the headphones off. But.
You gave me permission.
Yeah, you got permission.
Okay, everybody heard it.
And hopefully Chris joins us again on another show. Thank you very much, Angela. And Angela, I want to get this out here before we end the show. Angela Ryer, now she does the Yahoo Group and also a little bit of corporate business there for Midnight Syndicate. One of our music sponsors, who you're currently hearing right now, she now has DSL, Digital Subscription Line, and can hear the show on broadband. It doesn't have to worry about that lousy dial-up anymore. Yes. So now she can call in and interact as well. So congratulations to you, Angela. And hope you enjoy the broadband show, because it is a lot different than the dial-up shows. That, I can promise you. It is much, 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 much better experience. But for right now, we're going to leave you guys. And the next live show, of course, is going to be next Friday, March 21st. And we're going to have guest Anna Maria Hemingway. We're going to talk about her latest book, Practicing Consciousness, Living and Dying. And great book.
You said it wrong.
Did I say it wrong?
Practicing
Consciousness.
Nuh-uh.
Consciousness.
Conscious.
Well, it should have been consciousness. She misspelled it. Okay. Yeah, okay. It's my fault. Practicing Conscious.
There you go.
Living and Dying. Stories, the eternal continuum of consciousness.
There you go.
And we're going to talk about that next week. Oh, jeez. I'll get back in the swing of this, folks. Just hang in there. But we're going to have her on next week, next Friday night. That's going to be at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. And, of course, that's going to be 1 a.m. GMT due to the time change. So want to be sure to tune in for that show. It's going to be a great show to have Anna Maria on. And thank you all for tuning in. And thank you once again, Miss Lisa Williams. And once again, her website, lisawilliamsmedium.com.
That's order your
Lisa
book.
Williamsmedium.com. And her book is due out April 8th. But if you sneak, you can find it at Amazon.com right now. Just go in there and search. Just type in Lisa Williams or Life Among the Dead.
She gave us a little bit of what was going to be in the book. So
she did.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
can't beat it. And, we're definitely going to get a copy of it. And, hey, if you guys don't get it, we'll let you know how it is. And then you will get it. Because I might even screw up and read that one. But have a great night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Have a great night.
And we'll see you next Friday.
Thank you for listening to Haunted Voices Radio. We'd like to thank the following sponsors. Canada's Most Haunted, investigating the unexplained. At www.burlingtonghostwalks.com. Nocturus Halloween Haunted Attraction, Florida's premier haunted feature. At www.nocturus.com. Haunted Voices Radio Program produced by Stephen Wren. Voiceover production performed by Jason Mansfield, Stephen Wren, and Jennifer Smith. Site hosting provided by Muso, affordable hosting and 24-hour tech support. At www.mosso.com. Live radio streams provided by GStreaming. For info on how to start your own station, visit www.gstreaming.com. Program produced using SAM, Streaming Audio Manager Broadcaster. For the best in audio production, visit www.spatialaudio.com. Program archives brought to you by Gromer Software. Affordable archiving for all. www.romersoftware.com. Media graphics by Stephen Wren. Music donations courtesy of Gothic horror composers Midnight Syndicate at www.midnightsyndicate.com. Master of the Ether Muse, Virgil Franklin, at www.virgilmusic.net. And independent songwriter and musician James Curtis Smith at www.justjames.org/music. Thanks for listening. This show is brought to you by the Haunted Voices Radio Network and the HVRN Corporation. bringing paranormal.
Steven, and you're listening to Haunted Voices Radio with your host, Todd Bates.
Hey, this is JD's here with Paranormal Studies of Arkansas. You're listening to Todd Bates on the Haunted Voices Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Kachuba, author of Ghost Hunters, and you're listening to Haunted Voices Radio, bringing paranormal to the world.
This is our author, Eric Ank. You're listening to Haunted Voices Radio with your host, Todd Bates, bringing paranormal to the world.
I'm going to call it, this is Eileen B.
If we do it 20 years from now, it's going to be too late, even if we start.
I will come.
So that's what